Chapter 34. Reggie had insisted that they eat at one of the restaurants in Gord instead of at his villa, and Waller had finally relented. "You are tenacious," he had said in a mildly scolding tone.
"No, I'm just exercising common sense. I don't really know you, and my parents wouldn't have wanted me to go unescorted to your house even just for dinner."
"Wise people, your parents."
"They were, yes."
"I see. I am sorry."
"So am I," Reggie had said firmly. They had walked up together to the village and taken a table outside that was wrapped by a 3-foot-high wrought iron fence. As usual, Waller's men hovered at a nearby table. However, Pascal was not part of the security team tonight.
"Do they always go where you go?" Reggie asked, as she observed the armed men.
"One of the prices that must be paid for success," Waller said, spreading his arms in mock hopelessness. He was dressed in a blue blazer, with a white pocket kerchief, khaki slacks, white silk shirt, and royal blue deck shoes that showed his bare, pale ankles. The air had not yet cooled from the day's heat, and there was a line of perspiration across his brow. She was sure there would be curves of sweat under his armpits, too. Reggie had opted for a pale blue skirt, yellow blouse, and white sandals, with a matching yellow scarf around her hair. There was no sweat on her face.
"It would be hard to imagine anyone trying to hurt anyone around here," said Reggie, as she finished her last bite of beef.
Waller sipped his wine and eyed her appraisingly. "It is serene here, bucolic, beautiful," he smiled. "Just as you are."
At away from Waller, the waiter brought a second bottle of the same wine and poured it out. Reggie picked up her full wine glass and began to swirl the liquid around, absently checking its color against the flame of the lighted candle set in a bowl in the middle of the table.
"You mentioned that you might have children my age. Do you have children?"
He waved a hand carelessly.
"No, I was merely speaking hypothetically. I suppose I was always too busy for children."
"Wife?"
"If I had one now, she would be with me on this trip."
"Had one now, so you were married?"
"Yes."
"Did she pass away, or were you divorced?"
"Questions, questions," he said in a casual tone, but his look was sterner.
"I'm sorry," Reggie said. "I was just curious."
"Both."
"What?"
"The first one died, and the second one divorced me."
He patted her hand.
"You remind me a little of my first wife. She was beautiful, too. And stubborn."
"What was her name?"
Waller started to say something and then seemed to catch himself.
"That is the past. I don't dwell on the past. I live for the present and look to the future. Let's finish this wonderful Bordeaux and then take a stroll and admire all things French."